This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of them thinks the date went great. The other, not so much. Let's find out why. It's Gunnar and Cheyenne's 650 Blown Off.
On Camel Country 107.9, number one for new country.
Emily is in Gilbert. She shot us an email about a date that she went on with Josh, and, well, Josh is now blowing her off. Emily, what's the latest with Josh?
Well, we went on a date just before the holidays, and I thought it was fun. I thought we had a good time, but he's not texting me back, and it's kind of a bummer.
All right, well, how did you originally meet Josh?
We're in the same Facebook group, so we started talking.
what kind of Facebook group?
I'm glad you asked.
No, it's just like a dumb meme thing.
Memes?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a fan of memes.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
All right, why do you think he hasn't called you back?
He came over to my place for drinks on a date. I used to bartend on the weekend, so I'm used to making pretty stiff drinks. And I guess I just made them too strong because Josh got really sick.
Oh.
And yeah, I had to call him a cab to come get him.
Sounds like a heck of a first date to me.
Yeah, get him hammered where he's getting sick.
Yeah.
Wow.
See how far we can push the boundaries.
Aside from that, the date went great, huh?
Yeah, it was fun. He's really sweet.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we do have Josh's phone number here, Emily. Let's give him a call. Let's find out the real reason he's been blowing you off. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Josh?
Yes. Can I ask who's calling?
Hey, Josh. My name's Gunnar. That's Cheyenne.
Good morning.
We do the morning show on Camel Country 107.9, and we'd love to chat with you about a date that you had with Emily. Is that all right?
Okay.
All right. I do need to let you know that you're on the radio. Is that all right?
That's all right.
All right, man. How do you think the date went?
Gosh, you know, if I'm being honest, I don't really remember. Sort of a blur.
Yeah, we heard she made some pretty stiff drinks.
From what he can remember, I'm assuming. Okay. I mean, is there a reason why you haven't called her back? She says she liked you. She said the date went great, you know, aside from, all the beverages and what happened at the end. But is there a reason why you haven't called her back?
Well, she hasn't called me back either. So I sort of assumed it was a mutual thing. I didn't really,
Oh, well.
Interesting.
Emily says she'd like to see you again, man. I mean, was that something you like?
Yeah. I mean, I really thought I blew it, but yes, I would.
Well, I'm here to tell you, you did not blow it.
Absolutely, you did not blow it, man. I mean, we do have Emily on the phone with us. That's the whole reason she got a hold of us. She's been wondering why you haven't called her back.
Really?
So, yeah, Emily, do you want to jump in here?
Yeah. Hi. Hey, Josh.
Hi.
I thought you were just not into it.
No, I didn't hear back from you, and I just thought I messed things up.
Oh no! I feel bad. Honestly, I just thought that like maybe I made the drinks too strong, and you know it's my bad.
No, it's all good. I'm really glad you're not mad at me.
No, why would I be mad? Why would I be mad at you? I'm the one that should be mad.
I mean, well, I did accidentally, you know, take some of your jewelry.
What?
Hang on. Plot twist.
I've been looking for my necklace. Is that what you took?
Was it on the nightstand?
Yeah, it's a gold. Okay.
I mean, I was really drunk. Yeah.
Drunk klepto?
Yeah, wait. Why did you take a necklace?
Look, I had too much to drink. You know, it happens.
So when you drink too much, you become a thief.
I mean, I don't know that I'm a thief.
You took a necklace.
I guess I must have taken it. I don't.
Okay.
Josh, you're gonna give the necklace back to her, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I don't know, Emily. What are your thoughts here? You still want this second date or what?
People make bad decisions when they're drunk all the time.
But stealing a necklace on somebody's nightstand?
Oh, I'm not justifying what happened. I'm just saying, maybe don't drink as much to where you steal people's things. I'm just
Emily, Josh, are we doing a second date here? What's the deal? All right, Emily wants her necklace back, Josh. I think the just taking of the necklace, that was weird.
Yeah, it was really weird.
So, I mean, you got to kind of understand that was a little weird, and that may be why she doesn't want to see you again. So maybe text an address or something, you know, just get that necklace back to her, man.
All right.
That was one of the weirdest blown offs that I think we've had.
It was weird.
It's drunk and steals, like, a necklace and then expects a second date.
Right.
After he knows that was wrong, right? I mean,
yeah. Here's the other thing, though. Like, he knows that he does that. He was like, "Oh, it happens." So why would you drink to the point to where you know you're going to steal something?
That's a weird. It happens, though.
Yeah,
it happens. Is you know, sometimes I just get to drink in and I drink too much and I black out.
Exactly, it happens.
But getting to the point that you're stealing something.
It's weird. I think there's underlying issues and you need some therapy.
Gutter and Cheyenne's Blown Off. Back at it. 6:50 tomorrow morning here on Camel Country at 107.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.